Thank you, Chairman. Ms. Chairman, distinguished delegates, the Secretary General of the Commonwealth has never addressed a high-level FAO conference before. Responding to the kind invitation of the Director General of the FAO, I do so now to register our deep concern at the situation of global food security on which so many leaders have spoken with engaged passion yesterday and today. I do so also to convey our commitment to play such role as we can towards devising sustainable solutions. The 53-nation Commonwealth is an organization based on values which collectively brings its creative and constructive endeavors to bear on numerous areas of global engagement, frequently by using emerging methodologies. The Lifelong Learning for Farmers program of the Commonwealth for Learning is one such instance. This is an experimental program using ICT kiosks set up in villages, creating groupings and associations of farmers, which encourages them to think communally about challenges and priorities. It mobilizes people, for example, local universities and agricultural colleges, who can provide information and advice via the internet. It mobilizes private sector banks who deal with newly created associations of farmers and give loans to individual farmers. It uses other companies to market farmers' goods. Villagers are provided internet learning to log on to this service. The Commonwealth of Learning calls this development without donors. Allow me now to offer 2 points of emphasis in my diagnosis of the challenges and 3 to my prognosis as to how best to meet those challenges. The Commonwealth accounts for 1/3 of the world's population, and every single Commonwealth country has its welfare at stake in this debate. Of the countries identified by this organization as being highly exposed to severe nutritional and energy import challenges, 1/3 are Commonwealth members in Africa and in Asia. Meanwhile, the FAO has stressed that small island states are particularly exposed to the same challenges. Another 1/3 of our Commonwealth members are just that, small island states. First, then, the diagnosis. The Commonwealth stresses that food security is an issue of human rights, as much as a question of economics. The right to food is a fundamental human right, as set out in the 1966 International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. And yet, some 750 million Commonwealth citizens currently live in poverty. The Commonwealth's collective response to that appalling fact is framed in the quest to meet the MDGs. Our deep concern now lies in the fact that the current challenges of food security, alongside those of rapid population growth, jeopardize still further our chances of meeting those goals. Rising food prices can be devastating for our poorer members, where greater proportions of personal income, often over 50%, are spent on food and where social safety nets are weakest. Second, the prognosis. At the immediate level, we will rally membership support around the new funding mechanisms set up to meet the needs of the next planting season, particularly in the World Bank and the regional development banks. We will continue to lobby in the Doha development round for the end of agricultural subsidies in the developed world and stress the need for review of export restrictions in grain exporting countries. Further, we will lend our voice to the call for international examination for the subsidies that underlies much current biofuel production. At the intermediate level, we will continue to inform global debate, notably when our Commonwealth finance ministers meet in St. Lucia in October to examine the effect of high food and fuel prices on economic management. We will also continue a series of regional studies on the effects of climate change on the agricultural sector. A recent Commonwealth study, for instance, showed that a rise in rice prices of just 10% in Bangladesh would push a further 400,000 households into poverty. We will use all of our Commonwealth networks at ministerial, professional, and media levels to mobilize a communal understanding and response. In the longer term, it is clear that our communal solution lies in increased, more diverse and more resilient agricultural production, above all in developing countries. Government and donor funding will spur this. Malawi's innovative program, grain production, has been instructive and a successful example, but the solution will lie in a green revolution of improved seeds, fertilization, water and crop management, better and better disseminated market information, and better infrastructure in the form of roads, communications, and ports and markets. In the light of what we have heard from this conference, we will now deliberate on how we can further extend our engagement with this issue in the Commonwealth to the benefit of our members. Mr. Chairman, I would request that the longer version of my statement, which is being distributed, is kindly taken on record of this conference. Thank you.